Bonjour. This is day four, and it's for the to be imparfait, which is called in French. So, again, the translation for it is I was being or I used to be. So, I will do the first line first. J'étais, t'étais, il était, elle était. And then the second line, and then you will repeat. So, first listen. We used to be, you all used to be, they used to be, and they used to be. On était, vous étiez, ils étaient, elles étaient. So you see everything is pretty much the same, except the vous. Okay. So now you are going to repeat. The first line, I used to be, you used to be, he used to be, she used to be. J'étais, t'étais, il était, elle était. And the second line, on était, vous étiez, ils étaient, elles étaient. What we are going to do now is vertical. Little by little, you are noticing also that first I use the contractions and all the letters that are not pronounced are in red. So you just concentrate on the letters that are in black. And also you get used to the liaisons that we have with the subject and the verb when there is the verb starts with a vowel. So, now we are going to do vertical using the gesture that you know. And if you don't know it, if you just arrive, please ask for the PDF that explains the benefits of this presentation, because it's not the casual presentation. I made it, and I think that it was for the good to make it easier for you. But the condition is that you are using your fingers to point to, for example, I, myself, my thumb, okay, and my friends behind me. I wiggle my thumb to show me and my friends, etc., etc. Okay, so let's do vertical. I used to be, we used to be. J'étais, on était. Repeat after me, hein? You used to be, you all used to be, t'étais, vous étiez. Then, he used to be, they used to be, il était, ils étaient. She used to be, they used to be, elle était, elles étaient. Excellent. So, now we are going to do present, past, and future of the verb to be with the example, and I will take the example that I used yesterday, malade, okay? So, I am sick, I was sick, I will be sick. Je suis malade. J'ai été malade, je vais être malade. You are sick, you were sick, you will be sick. T'es malade, t'as été malade, tu vas être malade. He is sick. He was sick, he will be sick. Il est malade, il a été malade, il va être malade. She is sick, she was sick, she will be sick. Elle est malade, elle a été malade, elle va être malade. We are sick. We were sick. We will be sick. On est malade. On a été malade. On va être malade. You all are sick. You all were sick. You all will be sick. Vous êtes malade. Vous avez été malade. Vous allez être malade. Now, they are sick. They were sick. They will be sick. Ils sont malades. Ils ont été malades. Ils vont être malades. They, the ladies, are sick. They were sick. They will be sick. Elles sont malades. Elles ont été malades. Elles vont être malades. So just a little thing. You notice that to express the past, we use the verb to have. And then the form of to be in the past, which is été. And for the future, I prefer to train you into using the immediate future. I am going to. Okay, so it's like in English, the verb to go plus the infinitive of the verb. And in that case, to be is être. And as it's followed by a consonant, we don't even pronounce the RE, so it's et, right? Okay, great. Fantastic. Thank you today. It was a great day. And see you tomorrow. Salut!